Welcome to episode 31 of the Detailed Snowflake Core Certification Training Podcast Series brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we'll embark on an in-depth journey to understand single sign-on, SSO, in Snowflake. Single sign-on, or SSO, is a session and user authentication service that permits a user to use one set of login credentials, for example, a name and password, to access multiple applications. The beauty of SSO lies in its simplicity and security. It simplifies the user's access while enhancing security by reducing the number of times a user has to log in with different credentials. In the realm of Snowflake, understanding SSO is crucial for managing access and ensuring that your data is not only easily accessible to authorized users, but also secure. Let's break down how SSO works in Snowflake, its benefits, and how to implement it. First, we need to understand how Snowflake integrates with SSO providers. Snowflake supports SSO through common XML 2.0 identity providers such as Okta, Active Directory Federation Services, ADFS, and more. This integration allows users to authenticate using their corporate credentials, thereby simplifying the login process and centralizing user management. To implement SSO in Snowflake, it involves configuring your Snowflake account to trust your XML identity provider. This process includes setting up a Snowflake SSO URL and creating a Snowflake application within your SSO provider that defines the SSO policy. The next step is to map the SSO provider users or groups to Snowflake roles, ensuring that users have the appropriate level of access. The benefits of implementing SSO in Snowflake are manifold. It not only streamlines the authentication process, but also enhances security by leveraging your existing identity management framework. Moreover, it reduces the risk of password fatigue among users, minimizes IT help desk calls for password resets, and simplifies compliance with security policies. However, implementing SSO isn't without its challenges. It requires a thorough understanding of both your SSO provider's capabilities and Snowflake's configuration options. Moreover, careful planning is needed to map roles and permissions correctly. It's also essential to consider the implications of SSO on your data governance and compliance measures. In conclusion, mastering single sign-on in Snowflake is a key component of Snowflake Core Certification. It enhances the security and accessibility of your Snowflake environment, streamlining operations and simplifying user management. Remember, successful SSO deployment is not just about enabling a technology. It's about understanding how it fits within your organization's broader security and access management framework. Thank you for joining me, Yakub Abdul Hakim, in this detailed examination of single sign-on in Snowflake. I hope this episode has enlightened you on the importance of SSO and encouraged you to explore its implementation further. Stay tuned to the BrightFlux podcast series for more in-depth discussions on Snowflake's features and functionalities. Goodbye for now.